From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Straits of Florida, bringing its wind and rain to bear on the Florida Keys. It is now a Category 4 storm. Irma's nearly 210 kilometer per wind or per hour winds and associated storm surges are expected to bring devastation to parts of the state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Irma is expected to make landfall and has made landfall this morning across the Florida Keys. But in Miami, where they wait for it to hit, VOA's Hassel Tobias is there.
Right now in Miami downtown, we can see how the water is racing. So, yes, we can see now, and I can perceive that from here. It's not a lot, but you can see how the streets are starting to fill out with water.
And Florida Governor Rick Scott.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the American people about the storm. He cited the expected impact of Hurricane Irma, and which comes on the heels of Hurricane Harvey's destruction in Texas just 2 weeks ago. Mr. Trump said he would ask the Republican-controlled Congress to speed up efforts to overhaul the U.S. tax code. North Korea marked the 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday, with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. South Korean government said it was closely monitoring activity Saturday. This is